Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We are joined on that Fan Hotline right now by our friend Jason Mackey of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a columnist there for the Post-Gazette. But right now it's all Pirates because, well, it's Pirates season and they're in the thick of things here. So our Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. The Pirates at 34-37. Are they closer to being good or bad? Jason, good morning. Your thoughts on that? Are they closer to being a good baseball team? Oh my God, you've got a skein stash. Or a bad baseball team.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
goodness.
Wait a second. No.
I just looked up.
Yeah,
oh,
strike everything else that happened there. How? Why? Explain.
What do you mean how? You need me to explain shaving to you? Maybe I can explain talking. I don't know how good I am at that.
You can't do that. Why?
What?
You're a writer. You're a professional, Jason.
I can't have a mustache? Why can't I have a mustache?
This had nothing to do with Skeens.
No, of course it did. I had a goatee going, and Skeens is starting. I'm like, I might as well have a mustache for a day. What's the big deal?
So this is fresh. Like, you just carved this thing into your face today.
I did it last night. I actually came downstairs and my wife had the same exact reaction. She looks at me and goes, why? Why?
I don't know that I've ever seen you with a beard, let alone
me
a mustache.
Either.
I had like a little crappy goatee thing going and I got tired of that looking pathetic. So I decided to go with pathetic facial hair in another direction.
I'm trying to figure out who he looks like. He looks like somebody.
You look like a buddy cop.
This is scary.
Like,
yeah, I like that.
Super Troopers.
Yeah. You look like one of the guys from Super Troopers. That's exactly right. All right, Mackie. Well, now that we have made fun of you a little bit here, and not that I mean, I think his looks better than mine did.
100%.
Yeah, not even close.
Either.
He's got a better jawline structure. Are the Pirates at 34-37 closer to being good or bad?
I'm going to go with closer to good, Adam, and I think that's a good poll question. And here's why I say that. They have the most important elements down. They have a pretty decent starting rotation. I like the way the bullpen looks right now. If you give me a top three in their bullpen right now, and I think Aroldis Chapman, thankfully, is kind of steadied. David Bednar, Colin Holderman. I like what Ortiz and Majinski have done. The rotation is good. Yes, they certainly have some cracks they need to fill in. They need to add at least a bat. I'd like to see them add a reliever. I wrote this morning, better fundamental play would be great. That should be within their control. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're an elite baseball team, but if you ask me better or closer to good versus bad, I'll go good.
You said better fundamental play, and we talked about Yasmani Grandal and them stealing home in the game the other day. How do you take that? Do you take that as like, oh, okay, like brush it off? Or is that a serious moment that needs to be talked about and how he just wasn't in tune with what he needed to do and gave up a run?
The latter. That can't happen. I don't brush that off whatsoever. I understand the game got out of hand, but you bring this guy in for $2.5 million. You expect veteran output. Now, he's obviously struggling with the bat. When it's a catcher, veteran catcher, I can take that with a grain of salt. I can't accept poor defense. I can't accept lackluster effort. And I feel like that was a combination of those things. They need to figure out what they have at catcher. And it may or may not include Yasmani Grandal. I think Grandal has been good handling pitchers. But if I look at his defensive metrics right now, he's very much average. They brought Jason DeLay back. I liked what he did yesterday. I want to see more of what Jason DeLay has. The future at that position should obviously be Henry Davis, a 1-1 pick. But as far as Grandal, man, that has to be something that's talked about. That can't happen. He's not doing enough in other areas of his game to justify the playing time. And that just that drove me crazy because it was something that Pirates fans see a lot. And it's become a reputation for this team. It drives people crazy, them just making boneheaded mistakes at times where they can't.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, at what point does that stop? Or is this just who they are? Because you wrote about the fundamental play, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on, Jason, because everyone's looking ahead to the deadline. Can they add? Can they add? Can they add? This is something that would be in their control, better fundamental play. And I have to think, and you didn't necessarily make it this way, but I have to think that that falls on the manager here.
Yeah, I mean, he's a part of it. He's a part of it. I think everybody wants to put too much blame on the manager, and I hesitate saying that because I'm not defending Derek Shelton. He's certainly a part of it. But sometimes it's on players to execute. You know, first and third play, yesterday they put on.
God.
Nick Gonzalez is not far enough down the line. Like, yeah, you could put that on the manager. There's also the player out there that needs to execute it better. The bunt that Michael A. Taylor put down, I think it was Tuesday in St. Louis, one of the St. Louis games, a sacrifice bunt situation. It's just not a good bunt for what they need there. I mean, that Derek Shelton didn't put that bunt down. He went with Kyle Nicholas after the Paul Skenes debut. He walks a whole bunch. I don't know what his total got to, but like, he's not walking in six guys. That's on the players. Now, Shelton's bullpen management at times could certainly be better. We can certainly pick through what pitchers he has available, how he deploys them, whatever. It's all of them. There's stuff that just, you know, a pop-up to, what was that, shallow center, Sawinski and Cruz don't talk. Cruz goes after a ball he shouldn't. It pops out of his glove. It's the center fielder's ball. Yes, there's some responsibility that falls on the manager. There's still players that have to execute basic baseball plays, and they struggle with that.
Jason, do you think the decision of not starting Skenes yesterday and starting him tonight against the Reds had more to do with selling tickets and being at home, or the importance of starting off with Skenes against the Reds because it's an important series for them to win?
Yeah, I mean, I maybe it was an input, Doran. I mean, it's certainly convenient to have him start at home. I would posit this, that the way they've handled these young starting pitchers, if there are, you know, 4 days between starts, if their pitch count in the previous start is high, they look for ways to space those guys out. So this would be that. And Skenes had a high pitch count in his last start. There's no off day. So, I mean, that tracks with other stuff they've done. Now, does it stink that, you know, or, you know, I say that ironically, but like, you know, they all of a sudden get to have two Skenes starts on the homestand and they get to use Skenes against the Reds? Like, it probably only furthered that discussion. But they do tend to do this stuff when you have a young guy, no break between starts and a high pitch count as previous one.
That's a good question, Dort. I mean, I think it's definitely one of the data points. Mm-hmm. And how could it not
Yeah,
be?
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know that that was...
I mean, are they wrong for doing that too?
No, I don't...
Like,
I mean,
you want to give your fans a look at Skenes? What's the... I don't see an issue there.
We were kind of back and forth. I think Crowley was a little upset that he didn't start against the Rockies yesterday. And I kind of look at it like, the Pirates are like, look, we're going to roll out our bullpen game because the Rockies honestly aren't that good, and we think that we could beat them. I don't know if that's their thought process, but I was okay with the start tonight and not yesterday.
Well, guys, another thing to think about too, that I've been asked a lot, like, are they going to separate Jones and Skenes and maybe put like a soft tossing lefty in there? This creates that. Maybe next time through, Martin Perez jumps in that spot, or maybe Josh Fleming becomes an opener in that spot and it's a soft tossing lefty slash bullpen game. I don't know which direction they go, but I don't have a problem with prying those two guys apart. And I just think something they need to be mindful of, and certainly are, is that there is going to be an innings limit for Skenes and Jones. So like, the more times you can kind of spread it out just a little bit and sort of get that number looking better in the aggregate, I understand.
Hindsight being 2020, they won both the bullpen games, and then weirdly and big time, they lose the middle game with Jared Jones on the mound. Do you feel like they got away with it, having two bullpen games in one series? Because that's the way I look at it. Like, I didn't love the process, but hey, it worked, so you can't criticize them too much.
Adam, they've gone three bullpen games since June 8th, and they've won them all.
Yeah.
Oddly.
When their bullpen has been a huge issue this
year. Yeah, what was the first one? Right? What was the first one? We were trying to figure that out
was
earlier.
Was it Twins?
June 8th. June 8th against the Twins, 4-0 win. Okay. Yep. I looked it up yesterday. Because, I mean, honestly, they deserve credit for that. The Pirates get ripped for a lot of things that they do poorly. They've handled bullpen games and finding matchups for guys pretty well. I don't like doing bullpen games three out of every eight games. I don't like them, you know, two out of three in a series. But, you know, for right now, I get it. But they just need, you know, they need Martin Perez to get back and get healthy. They need Quinn Priester to get healthy and give them something. Like, you know, it's just, it's tough. I don't think that that is sustainable.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You talked to A.J. Burnett for a piece in the Post-Gazette. Does A.J. see himself in Jared Jones or Paul Skenes?
That was my first question for him, Adam. And honestly, that was the genesis of the story. Because I do. I told AJ that. I said, I like that these guys pitch like you know what's on the mound. And they're not that way off the mound. It reminds me of you. And he kind of laughed and we got into that discussion. So yes, he does. He likes the fire they pitch with. He likes the aggressive mentality, the kind of owning the plate. And it's a weird dynamic, right? Like I hesitate to say the word egotistical because they're the furthest things from egotistical, but you get on the mound and you have to be that way. You have to think that, you know, this is my plate. That was Burnett's line in the story, but you just get this edge to you. And I love the way AJ put it. He called it that fifth day mentality. You have to have that fifth day mentality. You can't have that every day of the week because your teammates will hate you and you'll come off as a jerk, but you're a total normal guy, great teammate the other 4 days. And then that fifth day is yours. And that's how Skenes operates. Like you'll see Skenes signing autographs and interacting with people when he doesn't start. When he does, if you're in the ballpark, watch him. He does not interact with anybody. He blocks out the world. That is his day. I've talked to Paul about this. And he doesn't sign autographs. He's not very social. He's just, that is his day to work. And I love that about him.
Jason, this was really good, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. And how long are you
keeping that? I appreciate the constructive criticism on the stat. If you have next week, it will not be here. If you guys have me on
after again. His no hitter
tonight,
be
here tomorrow.
Well, look, man, he's gonna throw a no hitter tonight, and you're gonna talk to him after the game, and he's gonna make you keep that thing, and it's gonna be fifth day mentality every single damn day with you in that stash. If he goes out there and shoves,
2 years ago, I rocked one all through spring. So I'm not afraid of it, but I this will not stay. This one.
Thank you, Jason.
I will be homeless.
All right, see you guys. See you, buddy. That's Mackie on the fan hotline.
I am so mad at you.
What did I do?
You just think about what you just did in the last 30 seconds.
Oh, I said he's going to throw a no-hitter tonight?
Remember the last time you did that?
Didn't Mitch Keller get absolutely rocked and then suck for the rest of the year?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's the first thing I thought about. As soon as you mouthed that,
it is getting annoying.
I was like, oh my goodness.
I'm not being serious.
Oh my goodness.
He's gonna go seven.
You're gonna curse him.
He's gonna go seven no hit innings tonight. But he's not gonna throw a no hitter because they're not gonna let him go nine.
The logic isn't adding up.
What are you talking about?
You're not serious about it, so why even say it anyway?
Well, because he's not gonna have an official no hitter. Might be a combined no hitter.
But he's gonna throw seven no hit innings, so that's still.
They'd be flirting with it.
Pretty much the same thing.
I can't believe you. I'm just so disappointed right now.
Can we love Mackie. Real quick. As someone who's as close to the team as he is, isn't it a bad look a little bit that he has the skein stash?
No, he's allowed to have a mustache.
I guess so. He doesn't have to admit that it's a skein stash.
Right.
Could be a Nick Gonzalez stash.
Correct.
Gonzalez's is better, too, than skeins.
Yes.
It's a much cleaner stash.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a Burt Reynolds stash.
That's true.
It could be a Tom Selleck stash.
No, it can't. No one's can.
You're right.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.